right, welcome, folks, to hour number three of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'll be filling in for Alex for this entire hour, and I've got some really extraordinary analysis information for you here about the economic ramifications of what has already been set into motion. So regardless of what happens from here forward, we, all of us in the Western world, we are going to suffer some rather dire economic consequences, even if there's peace tomorrow, which seems incredibly unlikely. I want to give credit to Dr. Chris Martinson also, who's another voice out there who is able to see what's about to happen with the world economy. And as I'm going to be showing you today a number of different infographics that I've created on my website, and we'll just be sharing them with you, that really help explain the implications of what's coming. The truth is that this has been disastrous for the world GDP, but we've been living in a kind of a buffer zone here temporarily. And as Americans, we are uniquely blessed with a really large energy supply that is helping us domestically, even though our own allies are going to suffer tremendously, including Taiwan and South Korea and Japan. And of course, there are major problems right now in Australia with one of their major refineries is burning up and their fertilizer plants are damaged and offline and you know, other problems. The UK is going to suffer tremendously. European countries are, of course, facing energy lockdowns at the same time that their economies and their industries are in a state of utter collapse because of their lack of access to affordable energy since the U.S. blew up the Nord Stream pipelines a few years ago. Also, on top of that, the petrodollar is in lots of trouble now, with Russia stating that all future energy sales to European countries will be carried out not in the dollar, but in the Chinese yuan. That's interesting because, of course, Iran said that for the ships that it allows to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, they have to pay a toll in Chinese yuan also. So the dollar is being abandoned left and right by all the BRICS nations and many more around the world. And as this is happening, oh yeah, there's an infographic right there. Let me bring that up. It's talking about the warehouses burning down in America because people are so broke because of the money printing. It's not even that the corporations that hire them aren't paying them a living wage. It's that the dollar is collapsing rapidly. And because the dollar is collapsing, the wealth of individuals is collapsing. And because that wealth is collapsing, you know, the purchasing power of the dollars they earn, they're not able to afford groceries. They're not able to afford insurance or to afford housing or rent or to purchase a vehicle or to raise a family. And so they are becoming increasingly desperate. Now, they are lashing out at their employers by burning up warehouses. And I think there have been, what, 7 or 8 warehouses set on fire in the last couple of weeks. That number is probably going to increase, but their anger is misplaced. It's not the employer, it's the Fed. And as I've said numerous times online, if you want to end the wars, you have to end the Fed. And if you want to bring back peace and abundance domestically to the American people, American families, American workers, you have to end the Fed, which means you have to end the currency printing, the counterfeiting operation that is the Fed money printing machine. But Trump is insisting that the Fed should lower interest rates, which would only increase money printing. And because that's the plan, they're going to massively increase money printing by the trillions to fund a new world war. We're going to talk about that coming up today. A new world war that will target China primarily, will target China. As this is happening, gold and silver will skyrocket in dollar denomination, but the American people will become impoverished as their own infrastructure and nation crumbles around them. Trump is requesting a $500 billion increase of funding to the Pentagon, wants to make it officially $1.5 trillion, while your local roads have potholes in them, and the bridges are falling down, and the schools don't function, and your society is crumbling. The airports look like third world country airports all across America. We're going to cover all that and much more, so stay tuned. We'll be right back in 1 minute. Here on The Alex Jones Show, I'm Mike Adams, and we'll continue right after this short break.